Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of June, recording at 7:53 p.m. British Summer Time, taking a quick break from the England-Portugal game, although I did see the own goal. Okay, on the stock markets, first, they're pretty firm in here, must be said. I've been looking for resistance up in this area, and we've seen some, but they've handled the overbought situation, the short-term overbought situation, reasonably well here. We've still got ranging patterns, obviously, overall, but yesterday there were some upward dynamics, particularly on Wall Street, and we've seen some today in Asia. I think particularly of the ones I looked at in Japan for the Nikkei and Topics and the Hang Seng second section, not as impressive in Japan. European markets were firm in here today, again, as I say, recording some upward dynamics. Wall Street down a little bit as I speak, but only 20 on the Dow, 162 on the S&P, and just 1 point on the NASDAQ overall. Okay, how to play it? Well, as I say, we still have trading ranges in here, and I'd play it delicately if I played it at all. There is a possibility, though, and one needs to look at all possibilities in here, that we could be seeing all that liquidity, including the additional liquidity that the Fed has pumped into the system in recent months. We could see that pump all markets up a bit more, because I look at today's action, yesterday's action, we've got stock markets rallying, we've got bond markets rallying, government bond markets, we've got the asset plays, the supply and elasticity plays rallying. They were mostly very strong in here today, so we really could see see these bubbles partially inflated a little bit further in here. But you know my view. I maintain that Wall Street would be doing this within the overall confines of a secular bear market, and that bonds are also rallying, government bonds rallying within overall top formations, whereas the supply and the elasticity trades, I maintain, are in secular bull markets. Now, if I'm right on that hypothesis, then if we do get all these markets rallying together for, whether it's, you know, for 1 or 2 days or for a considerably longer period, I would expect the supply inelasticity trades, particularly the metals, to outperform overall. Okay, bonds in here today, the U.S. Treasuries, 105.29, that's very firm overall. You know I'd like to short these in this top formation, but the pattern has looked too strong recently, so I'm delighted that they're above where I covered my previous short. JGBs are a little steadier in here right now, and I'd certainly like to see those rally. Be absolutely thrilled to short those at once again at a higher level, having taken the profit on earlier positions a couple of times. And moving on, in terms of euro-dollar, well, this has been up one day and down the next, hasn't it? And this is an up day in here for the euro, so we're at 121.67. And that certainly helped to boost the supply and elasticity trades. Here, I'm just looking at these. The yen is strong in here today. Helped by the Nikkei's rally, but it's really quite strong. We've got, remember, in terms of currencies, I don't have any positions at the moment, but I said if I did have any, that it would perhaps be the yen against the U.S. dollar. Well, the dollar's back down to 107.24, providing yet further evidence that the dollar's rally had ended. You remember that dollar-yen got up to 115 briefly. And then another one that I thought about shorting but didn't, when it was up around that 136 level, was I'd ridden the long up to that level in euro yen and thought about shorting and turning around and shorting it, but didn't. Partly because they're in overall trading ranges, and I've concentrated a little bit more on other things, mainly the supply and elasticity trades. Now, silver, my biggest position, and I did review that in here today, had a barnstorming day. It has rallied up to a high that we saw last month, so maybe we get a little bit of a pause in here, maybe not, but overall the pattern does show a base building characteristic above a massive multi-year basis, you can see on the weekly chart. And I've been trading this, as you know, on a baby steps basis since the I believe it was the 21st of April. And my remaining positions span a full dollar from the very near the sort of 655 down to 555. Fortunately, I did a lot more buying on the baby steps basis at the lower levels and have taken profits on a number of those positions in the subsequent rally. So the position overall is quite comfortably in profit. Well, comfortably, I should say quite reasonably substantially in profit is what I really mean, because the way this thing's been winging around, you see the you see profits one day and they those positions move into paper profits and those positions move into losses the next. Why? I've emphasized that it's very much a baby steps trading range type of situation, albeit higher risk than my ideal baby steps type of situation. And if you want to wonder what the heck I'm talking about, some of the new trialists and newest subscribers, you can find my baby steps articles in the subscribers forum in the technical analysis section. And it's they form the basis in which I do an enormous amount of my trading. Now, I've also got a rollover date because this is a spread bet position coming up in here. In today's trade, actually, just to review that, I had sold a position at this was against a limit order that I'd placed in the market. I got 6.10.5 on September position versus the purchase. I think it was on the 3rd of June at 5.77 in the September contract, and those prices include the spread bet costs, which are 1.5 cents. Each way, say high costs, high commissions, but no capital gains tax in the UK on the spread bets. But say I've got a rollover coming up on the 28th, in which I've got to either roll out the remaining July positions that I hold. Comes early, doesn't it? Expires in May, in June. So I've got to either roll those over or let them expire. I probably shouldn't be too much influenced by that. I may well, certainly if the market's softer, I'll roll them all forward. But again, I'll keep my options open, as they say. And I'm talking about options in terms of not in the derivative sense, but in the choices that are available to me. And I'm very inclined to continue playing it as I have been on a baby steps basis. And I like the way the sector's shaping up all as well. And I have said overall that if we're going to get bubble reflation in here, I've said this on numerous occasions, but it's a point worth repeating, that I would expect these metals to do better than most other positions. Gold back up over 400, 402.55 in here today. These are all ranging patterns, so you can see a gain one day and lose it the next, but with a gradual upward bias, which absorbs supply from stale bull positions. In other words, people who were trapped at higher levels who are still getting out, trapped during the last setback, and it also encourages emboldens the bulls. And palladium, that was firmer as well, 231. I've got that as well, and having lamented holding on to my lead yesterday when it had quite a big shakeout. Had quite a good rally in here today, closed at 8:32, and we've got a $71 backwardation on that, so that's pretty impressive. And nickel's steady. Well, they were all steady except for the copper, which was up on the LME, but down a little bit. Well, no, up it was up a bit as well. I'm looking at some after-hours trading with the September in the States at 122 overall. But nickel, which I've stressed is so often a leader in the sector, and I do like to work on that commonality basis. Identify the leader within a sector because it usually tends to lead in both ways, and you can exploit that in some of the laggard markets in terms of anticipating their directional moves over the short term. So I'm fairly pleased with that, but given that I've got that big September holiday coming up, I may not be adding much in the way of positions, but we'll see. And anything else to cover in here? I'm not sure that I had mentioned. The orange juice. Let me just look at that. Sorry for this delay here. Put the screen back up. Hadn't checked that out earlier. Oh my goodness! Orange juice closed at 60.20. That's another long position. You remember that was about as cheap as it could be. It was the all-time lowest level it had ever been, both in real terms and in nominal terms. And so that's up 185 in here today. I should probably put in an in-the-money stop. Tomorrow it'd be quite a good chance that I could get stopped out of that very easily, but that would give me a free ride for the most part. And soybeans up a little bit more in here as well. So again, I like these supply and elasticity trades. Have an excellent evening.